Tens of millions of Americans are in desperate economic circumstances. The credit card industry too often has been taking advantage of this desperation, and more that is the case as these economic times become harsher. And this bill is the strongest bill, I believe, that has been introduced in this area. It is long overdue that we address these credit card abuses, and this bill will do it in a comprehensive way. Credit card companies are raking in a fortune. At the same time, Americans, by the tens of millions, are suffering. Credit card profits are the most profitable part of the consumer lending industry. They are more profitable than those parts of that industry which even are secured in their lending, such as car loans. Let me just give you a couple examples of what is covered in this bill. We had hearings in our permanent subcommittee on investigations last March and December, which illustrated some of these abuses. For instance, credit card companies, many of them, raise rates arbitrarily, although the customer is in good standing with the credit card company. This was the case, for instance, of Bonnie Rushing from Florida. She was in perfect standing with her own credit card company, but she took out another credit card with a retailer, probably Macy's. She used that credit card at the invitation of Macy's to buy some purchases at great discounts. She paid the Macy's bill on time. But the fact that she had taken out a second credit card, even though she paid that credit card on time, as she had her own major credit card, nonetheless triggered a reduction in her own credit rating by some computer at some credit rating bureau. That, in turn, led to a tripling of her interest rate with her own major credit card. That is an outrage. That is sometimes called universal default, and this bill will prohibit that. Then the balance that she had on her credit card, which again she had paid regularly, a minimum on time, that balance had the higher rate applied retroactively. That will be stopped by this bill. Then we have another case where excessive fees. Wes Wanamaker of Ohio was charged 47 over the limit fees for going over the limit once. That'll be stopped by this bill. And then he was charged interest, not just the penalty for going over the limit once and then repeated 47 times. He was then charged interest on those penalties. That will be stopped by this bill as well. The bill will also stop charging of interest on money which is paid on time. Quick example, you start with a zero balance, you charge $1,000 on your credit card. You pay $900 on time, leaving you a balance of $100. Next month, you get a bill for the $100, of course, but you're also charged interest. But what do you charge interest on? You'd think you'd be charged interest on the $100 that you didn't pay. No, you're charged interest on the $1,000, including the $900 that you did pay on time. That kind of abuse is also taken care of in this bill. So I want to, again, thank Senator Dodd for his leadership. That leadership will make all the difference as he is chairman of the Banking Committee. Again, I think this is the strongest credit card bill that is yet to be introduced in this Congress. This is an election year, and when the candidates focus on this issue, which they will, along with the sky-high gas prices, if those candidates support this, and I believe they will and should, you're going to see movement in the Congress. So I'm optimistic that even though there may not be at the moment a Republican co-sponsor, that when this gets involved in the election campaign, since this is very much on the minds of most Americans, that you're going to see some action on the Republican side as well. How profitable is this? 5 billion solicitations for credit cards last year. By the way, my wife thinks she got about half of those 5 billion. But 5 billion solicitations to take out credit cards. That's how profitable this is.